Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. All righty. Starting out tonight, from California, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. Yep.
Hello, Captain.
Yep, there they are. It's 75 degrees, a little bit cooler, cloudy. We've had a lot of rain tonight. But they're loving it, and they're going back in. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Because our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got several different ways we could start tonight, but I'm going to start with the comment that nobody's paying a lot of attention to that the president made the other day. And he made this comment, and I don't know if people just thought it was something else or whatnot, but we all know that people are pretty fed up with the Biden administration, and while Joe Biden's stock is failing with the American people, former President Donald Trump's only seemed to be rising. And with the expletive-filled chants that can be heard echoing through sporting events now, cheers in favor of Trump wherever he goes, applauding, loud applause, this, that, and the other, Biden's got to be scratching his head, you think?
I think so, yeah.
So the question on everyone's mind is whether or not Trump will run again in 2024. And he already said he'd be back. He told us he'd be back. But we never knew in what capacity he was talking about. Some speculated it was as president, and others said it would possibly be to create his own news network or social media company or whatever. But according to Fox News, Trump was asked directly if he would be returning again in 2024, and he answered it very directly. You ready for this?
Absolutely.
Trump told Fox News, "I don't think we're going to have a choice. This is disgraceful." He went on to build the Biden administration's withdrawal of U.S. military assets from Afghanistan as the greatest embarrassment in the history of our country. He also said, adding that the military, he said, when you look at Afghanistan and what's happened, and the death for no reason, just for no reason, parents, they want to speak with me. They don't want to speak with Joe Biden. They're just devastated, he went on to say. And then he finished by saying the following, and this is where the rubber meets the road. It is getting to a point where we really have no choice but to run.
Well, that is really that's really something. And of course, you know, we live in unprecedented times, Captain. Former president who served one term and might want to run again, that would essentially be out of the question under normal circumstances. But again, we don't live under normal circumstances now, and the absolute cratering of the Biden administration and everything that we've seen going on gives him that opening, I think.
Well, here's the thing. We know that Donald Trump is eyeing his seat, his former seat, and we know that there's so many lies that are out there. We watched Blinken last night. Did you watch Blinken on television?
I did. I saw some of his testimony to Capitol Hill, yes.
Were you impressed with the lies that you knew he was telling?
You know, it really was...
He sat right there and lied right to your face.
Well, sure, and he also got caught off guard several times. He didn't want to show up in person. You know, it went on and on, and it was not a good day for Tony Blinken.
Now, let me just state a matter of fact here, because they said yesterday, and Blinken brought it up, the inept Afghan government, led by the corrupt President Ghani, released 5,000 prisoners, most of them ISIS, not the Trump administration. And Secretary of State Blinken did everything in his power to make it sound like as if Donald Trump was responsible for that. He was not. He wasn't even president when that happened.
Well, right. He tried to make it sound like everything pretty much was Donald Trump's fault. Of course, he was led there by one of the Democrat representatives, so he could say the following. Well, we inherited a deadline, but not a plan. And, of course,
they inherited a plan, and we all know what it is. We've seen the plan. I've seen it. You've seen it. The world has seen it. The people listening to this program have seen it. If they haven't, then I don't know why, because it's been out there.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the deadline was always fluid. And, by the way, newsflash, President Joe Biden could have changed the deadline. There was nothing holding him to May 31st or August 31st.
Except
the Taliban.
And yesterday, the announcement was made that they're going to help the Afghani government with a humanitarian a grant of $64 billion.
And you know where that's going to go? And Blinken,
it's going to go straight to the Taliban.
Yeah, and Blinken stammered on that, too, because he was trying to tell us, oh, it's going to go to NGOs. And
no,
it's going to go to, yeah, of course not. It's going to go to the Taliban.
Yep, absolutely. To be used against us.
Yep.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more when we come back, we're going to talk about Kyle State, California, IA, because they're having a recall out there today. And I'm going to tell you how Larry Elder can win that thing, no problem at all. We got to get down and dirty.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, brought to you by Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. And I actually ran out for about 4 or 5 days, and I was having to take extra leave. And, boy, that sucks. But I got the Relief Factor back again yesterday, and, oh, man, it was like heaven again. The first packet that I took, instead of taking 4 or 5 a leave, which is what I was doing, my pain was gone in less than an hour. Less than an hour, I was right back to normal again because I've been having some problems. I've been limping. I've been walking bent over and this, that, and the other and all that stuff because of the aching back I had. It all went away just with one packet. One packet. It was that simple. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain. And for the best results, I'm telling you, you gotta try this 3-week quick start. You'll find out what I'm talking about. And by the way, it's 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that are in it helps to your body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain and lowers or eliminates it altogether. Now, you could have a pain in your leg or whatnot. You could have a pain in your back, and believe it or not, it'll do double duty. It actually will. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too, which is good for you. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process along. Again, $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. Give it a try, and you'll find out what I found out long time ago. It works. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, man.
Hey, Captain.
Hey, man. Hey, Captain. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. California governor recall. They're voting today, right?
That's right. Well, today's the last day to vote. There's been active voting going on for several days. And that's right, Tuesday, September 14th, and we'll have some kind of result later this evening. Absolutely.
Now, the current poll numbers have suddenly changed, and I think I know what's going on. It's a bit of a psyops operation right now. The Democrats are famous for doing this. Larry Elder was up about a week ago substantially, and Larry Elder was not only the vote was not only going to knock Newsom out, he was going to lose the recall, but Larry Elder was set to win the popular vote and become the next governor, correct?
Well, yeah, he seemed to be on a good trajectory for that.
Well, in the last few days, there's been a dramatic change that the polls show that Gavin Newsom is up by as much as 20 points. That's not true. That's definitely not true. Okay, you got to look at the source of the polls, who's putting them out there, and how this all of a sudden changed dramatically the way it has. It's a psyops operation. Again, this is what the Democrats do. They think we're stupid, so they put this out there to discourage us, hoping that we aren't going to show up at the polls. Because where Larry Elder can win this thing is if we have more of us show up today to vote, the last day or whatever, if we have more of us show up to vote in person. By the way, I was told there was 8.1 mail-in ballots that had been collected.
8.1 million? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of people have used that mail-in voting option. Yes.
Now, I know how to beat the Democrats at their own game. You ready?
Yeah.
First of all, millions of illegal aliens in California are voting right now for this recall. Because when they get their driver's license at the DMV, they are automatically registered to vote. And by law, no one is allowed to ask if they are a citizen. No one can ask for a valid ID. Millions of illegal alien voters tip the scale for a failed socialist Democrat in California. It's pretty simple. They vote for the party that won't deport them because they're scared into thinking they're going to get deported if they do something different and lose their benefits and this, that, and the other. And they'll keep the welfare checks coming from cradle to grave for them because we did just hear that Newsom is giving out, what, another $600 to $1,100?
Right, yeah, more checks.
Okay, see, and that's the way you buy votes. So we got to play the game. Now, the way we do it is twofold here. California's already sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots, right?
That's right. Almost every, well, they say every registered voter got a ballot.
There is no way to know who's who because there's absolutely no voter ID in California. There is no chain of custody. There is no signature verification. There is nothing but millions of fake ballots signed with fake names. Well, you want to know something, Kyle?
What's that?
It's about time we played the game.
Well,
and I'll tell you how I know I can do this because here's the next point. California allows anyone to print out ballots on their home computer. Now, we all know that's pure insanity and ripe for a bunch of fraud, right?
Well, sure.
Let's play the game. Let's go print out hundreds and thousands of ballots on our home computer and take them and turn them in. Republican.
Well,
let's play the game.
Well, the state of California actually does have something that's called remote accessible vote by mail. It's primarily designed for persons with disabilities to be able to vote themselves without the aid of somebody else in most cases so that they can cast their vote privately without somebody else knowing what their vote is.
And then there's your ballot harvesting out there. Anyone can collect thousands of these fake ballots, fill them out, and hand them in. Democrats have absolutely perfected this by putting names on there because they can't check them, they can't verify them, there's no voter ID, and they have to count the fake ballots. So guess what? We'll play the game, we'll do the same damn thing.
Well, presumably, like, for example, everybody got a mail-in ballot. Presumably, if you mailed in your ballot, but then you also went to the polling place, it's going, and you tell them your name, it should cancel.
And then this last one is just totally unbelievable. The actual ballots were designed with a flaw. You have to fold the ballot to mail it. Computers that scan the votes often auto-cancel the name checked on the fold. Guess whose name is on the fold out of the 46 candidates?
Would it be Larry Elder?
Yeah.
Yep.
What a coincidence.
Interesting.
Now, did you know that?
I did not notice that, to be honest, no.
Well, that would cause the ballot to be kicked back.
Mm-hmm. Or a no vote.
Right, or no vote.
Yeah.
So I'm rooting for Larry Elder, and I'm telling you he can win, but here's how we do it. We play just as dirty as they do and stick it right in their face.
Well,
think about it.
I think that you've got some groups maybe on the left side that are already tooled up to do that if they're doing it. And
there's no if, Kyle. They've done it for years. No if at all. They've done it for years. You wouldn't have rules like that in place. Well, I actually call them no rules. You wouldn't have a system set up like that. No other state in the country does that.
Right. Well, but you know, Captain, this is really, really interesting as you talked about those polls, because suddenly there was Barack Obama on TV. First it was just Elizabeth Warren, and then it was Bernie Sanders. But now it's Barack Obama, and then Kamala Harris came to visit, and now Joe Biden's supposed to be coming to visit. So that tells you that, oh, and by the way, they've now basically framed the election as life and death because, according to Gavin Newsom, he's the only one who's going to keep us safe from COVID or some such thing like that.
I heard that. That's crap.
Yeah, well, of course. So they're playing a very different game from if they were sailing to victory.
But we have to play the same game and ram that same stuff right down their throat and say, just look at the results that Newsom had. Just look at everybody that was locked up. Just look at everybody that lost their businesses. Just look at everybody that lost money. What are you doing, living in a tent in the street right now? How is that working out for you?
Well, again, the very reason...
Ram it down their throat.
Right. Well, I think Larry Elder has really struck a chord here in California. And that's also why they're trying to compare him to Donald Trump. Gavin Newsom's out there saying, we defeated Trump, but we're not defeated Trumpism. They are afraid of actually empowering people. They're afraid of somebody calling balls and strikes and having them really be...
That's my word to Tom Delbergato and all those people out there in California that we know. That's my word. Get in the trenches and get dirty and start playing the game the way they're playing it and bury these people with their own nonsense. Hold the thought there, Kyle. By the way, when we come back, folks, we got to tell you about Hurricane Nicholas. Yep, I said Hurricane Nicholas, 75 miles an hour. With gusts up to 90 miles an hour moving up the Texas coastline right now, very slowly towards Houston. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. And President Biden visited the West Coast Monday to survey damage from recent wildfires.
Just surveyed some of the damage of the Calder Fire here in California, which in less than a month has wiped out for 200,000 acres and 1,000 structures. Homes, precious memories destroyed, air quality degraded, local economy stopped in its tracks.
The president also used the recent natural disasters to urge action on climate change, which he said spawned and worsened recent disasters. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll do that, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That would be Mike Lindell and company. I heard from Don yesterday, his administrative assistant, and she said to remind everybody he's going to be down here the 15th in Florida, which he is. He's going to be in Plant City for a breakfast. And you can find out more about that. I do believe they're running an ad on our website here. TheAnswerTampa.com, but it's AllProPastors.org is the group that's putting it on. If you want to go over and be part of that group on the 15th in the morning for breakfast. Now, all you got to do, folks, if you want to save a bunch of money at MyPillow and take advantage of some of those great products they got there, all you got to do is go to the website MyPillow.com and voila, there it is. Now they've got a page called Radio Listener Specials, which is a link. You'll see a logo or a link, like a button that you click on, and it'll open up 18 or 20 different items with huge, huge discounts. And Kyle just took advantage of it because he just got the 50% discount on his Giza sheets. And by the way, I'm going to bring him in here right now. How are the sheets working out?
Well, they're great. You know, they really are something. And I'm really glad that we got them. And I got to tell you, you won't be sorry, folks.
Yeah, and just go to the website, MyPillow.com, and anything you see that you want there that trips your trigger, You have to enter a promo code. Well, the promo code is simple. It's Captained. Okay? Captained. And if you want to call them on the phone and talk to them, talk to a real-life person, their number is 800-641-5459. The number again, 800-641-5459. Give them a call, talk to a live person, and don't forget your promo code is Captain. MyPillow.com. You'll be glad you went over there. All right, well, Kyle, got to talk about this Hurricane Nicholas. It's skirting the coastline of Texas, and it should be coming ashore anytime, somewhere around, Galveston maybe, Houston maybe, somewhere near Corpus Christi. It's got three different spots, all pretty good-sized areas. But heavy rainfall will impact portions of southeastern Texas, Louisiana, and southern Mississippi through the middle of this week, and none of those areas need any more rain, but they're going to get it. Lots of it. Significant rainfall amounts are expected. Could be as much as 10 inches in some areas, as much as 16 inches in a few others, and possibly some remote areas of 20 inches, which, again, nobody can take that kind of rain. Now, it's going to result in areas of life-threatening flash and urban flooding along the eastern Texas coast into southwest Louisiana. Minor to isolated major river flooding is also possible in the smaller river basins and urban areas, and I would suggest you stay off I-10 east of Houston to the Louisiana line. Because there's a lot of low areas out there that flooded the last time around, and they'll do the same thing again this time around. Now, there's a danger also of life-threatening storm surge inundating along the coast of Texas from Port Aransas to the Sabine Pass. Now, residents in these areas should follow any orders given by the local officials. And if they tell you to go, go. Don't argue with them. Now, hurricane conditions are expected within the hurricane warning area. The hurricane's winds are about 25 miles from the center. The tropical force winds are about 105 miles. And tropical storm conditions are expected with the tropical storm warning areas along the Texas coast. And right now, they're being pounded with rain and with surf. And from about Corpus Christi on up towards Galveston and almost to Houston, there's going to be some really, really, really big areas of rain all the way over to Lake Charles, Louisiana, tonight. Now, this storm is going to slow down. It's going to stick around for a while, which is not going to be good for Texas or Louisiana or Mississippi because, again, looks like as if Jackson, Mississippi, where they just had a lot of flooding, is going to get more rain, lots of rain. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this is going to be a very slow-moving storm. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already declared emergencies in 17 counties and in three cities. And also, Captain, we understand that there are boat and helicopter rescue teams that are already standing by, of course.
And the Cajun Navy.
And the Cajun Navy, because, yep, of course, we expect there to be flooding, or at least the possibility of significant flooding. So, again, yeah, as you said, heed the warnings of your local authorities. This is going to be a huge, huge amount of water that will be coming your way.
Now, legal scholar Hans von Spakovsky, who happens to be from the Heritage Foundation, says the state of Texas was right to reform its election laws, and the mainstream media is wrong to criticize lawmakers for doing so, and the lawsuits that are going back and forth, he believes, are going to be won by the state of Texas.
Well, again, the states do have that ability, but of course everything that Texas in particular is doing is being framed as if it is, it's always used with the phrase voting restrictions. As if it is primarily designed to restrict legitimate, eligible voters from voting. And, of course, that's not what it is. But, again, if you're closing loopholes or if you're making it harder to perpetrate fraud, well, then it's going to get framed in some other way to make it look like you're the bad guy.
Now, we had a situation that apparently took place late last week that was just announced by the Lee County, Florida Sheriff's Department on Monday. Apparently, two teenage boys, 13 and 14 years old, were arrested and accused of trying to plot a Columbine-style mass shooting in a school in Lehigh Acres, which is over there in Lee County. This was being reported by a television station down there. And when I saw what it was that these boys were thinking about doing, and then I heard the mother go, "Well, he's such a good boy. He's okay. It's not all that bad." Really? They had guns. They had knives. They had plenty of ammunition. They had accelerant to start a fire. They were planning on going into this school and just tearing it up.
That's right. They also had a detailed map of the interior of the school and of its surveillance cameras, we understand. They're going to be held for 21 days in a secure juvenile detention facility where they're going to get, obviously, extensive mental health evaluations. But, Captain, to be that age, 13 and 14, and to be planning something so evil, it is, first of all, heartbreaking, but we're also rejoicing that they were caught before they could actually do something like this. This is, again, it's just off the charts.
Well, the pictures of one of the boys, he just looked evil. One of them just looked evil, and the other one looked like as if, man, what am I doing here?
Yeah, and again, mm-hmm. Well, to be that young and now to be that lost is just a terrible tragedy no matter how you look at it.
And the Associated Press is saying that Joe Biden's White House consulted with labor unions before they issued the vaccine mandate.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, of course they're going to go talk to the labor unions. But unfortunately, Captain, again, it reveals that the Biden administration is not really going to lead the way that it really sees fit, but it's going to check the political pulses of things. Obviously, politicians do that. But for some reason, Joe Biden is much more politically minded about these kinds of things and couching it in the idea that you're trying to do the best thing for public health.
And who is the biggest federal employees union?
What's that?
Postal Service.
That's right. But I don't think that they're...
And they are exempt.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. That's right. And so are members of Congress, by the way. So, you know...
And their staff.
And their staff, and so I guess if you want to get on an airplane and it's mandated to be vaccinated or what have you,
well, wait till you hear this one, because FDA leaders and other scientists say in a very large group of over 100 of them, most people do not need the vaccine boosters.
Well, again, what we're supposed to be doing, the president himself wants to follow the science. Well, here's a great chance
There's
to follow
the science right there.
Well, exactly. That's what science is all about, Mr. President.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report and let you know what's going on around the countryside. And we'll tell you more about Hurricane Nicholas and any roads that are affected, because there's plenty of them. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, and keep it out of the water. If you're anywhere from the Mexican line, Brownsville, McAllen down there coming up to Houston and wrapping it all the way around I-10 all the way to the Texas-Louisiana line. Keep it out of the water. Goodness sakes. All righty. Well, folks, you know, there's a song that we're going to be playing here in just a second, but the pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Stop in there and tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, if you're on I-75, make sure you stop in the one in Jackson, Georgia, south of Atlanta, and tell them howdy, howdy for us. Tell them the captain says hello, and we appreciate them there at that pilot and Flying J, as well as the one in Salt Lake City there. We haven't heard from the gal at the view counter in a while. Maybe she'll give us a call and tell us what's going on out there. But anyway, here we go. The most requested song of all time on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just to be a little of the
My goodness, I'll tell you what, Kyle, that song is really something. The number one requested song of all time. The truck drivers call in, other people call in and go, hey, can you play that Black Velvet song? And here we go.
That's right. It is something. It's 1989, as I recall, Alana Miles, and just a great song. It's it is about Elvis, and but it's really, really a great record. There's just no doubt about
it. Well, that bass is just to die for.
Mm-hmm.
That bass guitar. All right. Let me read this one. Hurricane Nicholas is going to forecast to approach the Middle Texas coast. It's already there, coming aboard as a hurricane. As a hurricane warning all the way up to the Texas Louisiana line, and it definitely is going to have a storm surge along with it. It's going to have monsoonal rain, and this is going to affect not only the Texas and Southwest Louisiana coast, but also over into Mississippi. And you folks over there where you got the rain before, you're going to get it all over again. I hate to tell you this, but it's going to be a lot of rain. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, the contrast tonight, a lot of rain down there in Louisiana, Texas expected, of course. But out west, we have a pretty clear map to tell you about tonight. We do have a fire weather watch. That means low humidity, gusty winds. This in the northeastern part of Montana tonight. Do have some air quality alerts, of course, southern Oregon with the wildfires and so forth. But those excessive heat warnings that we've been telling everybody about for the last several days, they're not on the map right now, although you're still going to have some high temperatures. For example, in Denver right now, it's 63, but they're looking at about 80 degrees on Tuesday. Palm Springs, California, still going to be about 100 and looks like 106 on Tuesday. So we still got some high temperatures around, but not those excessive heat warnings that we've been seeing. So that's a little bit of good news. Some cool down coming, it looks like.
All right. Well, again, let's take a look at what's going on here with Hurricane Nicholas. From Corpus Christi now, all the way up to Houston, to include east along I-10, all the way to the Louisiana-Texas line. And now into parts of Louisiana, we've got a hurricane warning for that entire coastline area there, and the rain is already starting. We've got flood warnings all the way through there to include the city of Houston, also Lake Charles, and then going across I-10, as well as I-8, I might add. I-12 in Louisiana to go through Baton Rouge, as they like to say, and going to be a lot of rain over there. And right now that rain is forecast to go over into Mississippi as well as this thing moves off to the east. It's making a gradual right turn, but it's not making that right turn fast enough for the people along the coast of Texas and Louisiana.
Exactly right, yes.
So I'm going to read you what it says. Heavy rainfall will impact portions of southeastern Texas, Louisiana, and southern Mississippi through the middle of the week. Significant rainfall amounts are expected, could be upwards to 10, 16, and some isolated areas 20 inches of rain, potentially resulting in areas of life-threatening flash and urban flooding along the eastern Texas coast into southwest Louisiana. Minor to isolated major river flooding is also possible in smaller river basins and urban areas. Now, I-10 is low, okay, especially out east of Houston going towards Louisiana. There's going to be some areas out there I know, Kyle, are going to be underwater. I know they are.
Yes.
So people have got to be really careful out there driving along I-10. And I've even seen the water in some areas of Houston, low areas there where the water has gone over the road too. So you got to be careful. Now, the other thing is the danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation is also there as this storm moves up through there and the water is coming back into the bay. We do have some areas of wind gusts where it's been 90 miles an hour. And there was even one a couple hours ago out a ways from Houston out there at 95 miles an hour about 2 hours ago.
Wow.
That was
yeah.
A gust of wind.
Yeah.
All right. But the winds are sustained right now 75 miles an hour as this thing decides when it's going to make landfall, which, to my knowledge, it hasn't done it yet. I've been watching. Have you seen it make landfall yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. And this thing, is as long as it stays in the water and stays out there where the warm water is, it's going to keep doing what it's doing because there's nothing to slow it down. The temperature of the water over there is well into the upper 80s, 87, 88 degrees over in there. So that's well up into the area where it's just like having gasoline, dumping it on a fire.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm just checking on this as you're talking there, and it does look like that Hurricane Nicholas has made landfall on the Texas coast. That's being reported about 30 minutes ago or so.
Whereabouts?
Let's see. I'm looking here through the report. Eastern part of the Matagorda Peninsula, about 10 miles west-southwest of Sargent Beach, Texas.
Okay. I can see right where that is, and that explains why we've got the big warning areas in there, the hurricane warning in that area. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back after the top of the hour news with more stuff for you on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.